Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Anne, how are you?
Happy
Christmas. Look at you with your Christmas dress. And
yes.
You look the biz. And here's Marie.
Marie,
right. Nice to see. Are you sisters?
Twins.
Ah, come on. There's a pair of you in it.
We have trouble, here. Trouble.
And that microphone's there for your mouth, so don't sit 5 miles away from it. Now, and talk into it.
Okay.
I'm feeling quite bossy today.
Hang on. Now, how's that?
That's very good.
And you won the competition last week, the Ole.
Yes, I was very excited, actually.
And now we're here.
I know, I can't believe it. And I'm inside.
You're in the chip van.
The chip van. And I listen all the time when you're in the chip van. It's brilliant. Yes,
and now
I'm
you're
so excited.
In it.
Can't believe it.
Which is better, listening to it or being in it?
Definitely being in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like a kid at Christmas.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah,
I love
brilliant.
The green dress. It's a great colour for you.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you wore it.
Well, I was going to wear a red cardigan, but Marie thought I looked too elfish.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't wear it.
Elfish Presley?
When, you know, a big overgrown elf.
Count here, listen, who you're talking to. So where are you from? Remind me.
Well, we're originally from Tuam.
Tuam.
But I'm living in Banagher, and Marie lives in Claregalway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as twins, are you extremely close, or do you try to get away from each other as much as humanly possible?
Get away from each other.
No, we had about 10 rows here because we were late coming here. So we were, but as twins,
you get over it. Now, hang on a second. You were late.
Her co-pilot.
Did we not put you up in Bewley's hotel last night?
He did, and it was lovely. Yeah. It's nice to get away from the kids. Sorry, kids.
Sorry, kids. Beat it. But Bewley's hotel is about 5 minutes away.
I know, yes.
So but how are you possibly late?
Blame my co-pilot here.
What happened?
Well, we were looking for exit 13 and we got off at exit 10.
we're not good at maths, Ryan. I'm sorry.
I'm gathering that.
Yeah, we're not good at maths. Yeah.
Spatial awareness.
Spatial awareness. Space cadet. I mean,
she's due to astronaut this morning.
Bobby Simpson.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear a name more likely for an astronaut in your life?
Excellent.
He was only 6.
Yeah.
Well, and he'll probably be one.
Yep. Didn't know any of the answers. But we helped him along because he's...
Sure, it's Christmas.
He's smart, though. He did. I was just going too fast. So anyway, Marie, you're obviously useless at driving and directions. Are you good at anything?
My husband would agree with you, Ryan, with that, yeah.
Do you work, guys, or are you stay-at-home slaves? Or
no,
what?
I work... Actually, I met you before with Awfully Domestic Violence Support Service
for
the
Man
Up campaign.
That's right, with Sharon O'Halloran and the whole...
Sharon, and Katrina.
Oh, it's nice to see you again.
Claire. Yeah, nice to see you too.
Little did we know many years later.
I know, last year you launched the Man Up campaign.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be associated with that campaign.
Well, it's all back up again now.
Yeah. I was in there. Were you there the last time?
No, I missed it the last time now. But it's very apt because even our own service, we've seen a 39% increase in offered domestic
violence.
That's
awful, really.
Yeah, and we're struggling because funding has just been cut the whole time. So as the demand is going up, the funding is going down.
Well,
so
that's
very hard pressure and we're very stretched. And as you know, Christmas is going to be a very difficult time.
Yeah, well, you see, people are, the nerves are gone, and then they start acting out of character and acting up. So.
Yeah, so it's a very challenging job, I have to say.
Where are you suggesting people should go if they're facing that sort of trouble?
Well, a lot of our service is support service, so we're not a 24-hour service.
Yeah.
So I would suggest the National Domestic Violence Helpline, which is the Women's Aid Helpline.
Okay,
and
so.
Or, they're, if anything like an emergency, their local Garda station.
Yeah, but do report
go.
It, do
oh,
go
do
and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
That's so
absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely, and I think
you're
that's
not on
the
your
biggest
own.
Challenge.
It's not the key to say.
Well, I think it's to admit first that it's going on is very difficult, and then when you finally do, I mean, 70% of women don't disclose, so it's extremely difficult.
That's a horribly
huge
big
number,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's roughly potentially 3,000 women in County Offaly experiencing domestic violence,
that many?
And we might only see maybe 250 a year.
Yeah.
Because they don't come forward, so it is a very difficult time. So just to confide in somebody, a friend or a, you know...
Speak up.
Then you'll get loads of help and it's so confidential, non-judgmental, and you'll get great support.
Well, I didn't know we were going to talk about that now, but I'm really glad we did because, as you say, it's so important to highlight it at this time of year.
It is, absolutely, and a lot of women and men, because men don't get a look in either, and men are being are victims of domestic violence as well. But they manage situations at Christmas for their children, so that there's nothing major going on.
Yeah.
And it's normally the first 2 weeks are in January that you get a lot of phone calls.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, no problem.
Marie, what are you doing with yourself? Are you working as well? Or what
I work in the area of adult career guidance.
Oh, right. Okay.
So actually, I've just come off Thursday and Friday. I'm doing a postgrad in Maynooth. so that's really good. I'm really excited about it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I actually started off in the IT industry many years ago and made the transition to career guidance.
Well done. So big change for you.
Well, it is, yeah, but I have three children and looking to get something that's flexible, you know, that I can meet their needs as well as challenging my brain myself.
Yeah, which is key. And so, is Hannah your daughter that you were travelling, weren't you, to Crumlin?
We were travelling to Crumlin because Hannah started having a fast heartbeat last year. This time last year, we were going Christmas shopping. So we were on our way to Crumlin with the whole year trying to investigate it. She's actually a bit of a bionic girl because she has a recorder implanted inside her that records everything. And we were having her downloaded that day. And basically, I swear, that's what we were doing.
Is it really?
And she was just being downloaded. And she then they now have located the specific fault of what's going on. Good. So hopefully in the next 6 months it'll be treatable. And
what is it, arrhythmia or something?
It's SVT, singular ventricular tachycardia, if that's the right word.
You've become the expert now, you see.
And
just
so basically she has to have a bit of a procedure and she'll have that hopefully in about 6 months' time. So
how old is she?
She's 10.
That's a lot for a 10-year-old.
It is a lot for a 10-year-old. And Ryan, she is the most amazing 10-year-old because she went out this year and she made reindeer food for Saving Grace. Have you been following Saving Grace? And she, a little girl, Grace, she's lives in Ormore in Galway.
Oh, in Galway, yes, I have. I've been allergic
Hannah
to that.
Was following that story and wanted to do something to help her.
Wow.
So she went and she made reindeer food and she sold it in school and she sold it in her brownie pack and she made €290 and she sent her off all the money.
What a kind thing to do.
Yeah, she's just an amazing 10-year-old.
She's the most amazing downloaded 10-year-old I've ever heard
of. Absolutely, Her two brothers, Joey and Sam, call her the bionic girl.
I'm going to buy her on iTunes. Download her onto my phone. Show everyone. This is my Hannah app. The Hannah app.
She's listening this morning.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you're all kind of keeping the show on the road,
And Marie's little boy last year, we had a very abrupt time to Christmas last year. Marie's little boy got meningitis on the 2nd of January. So I'm so happy that we're here.
How old is he?
He's seven now,
Ryan, but he was six when he got it. It was actually New Year's night.
And how did you spot it?
Do you know, that is the, if I had a euro for everyone that asked me that question.
Yeah, because we're all scared stiff.
You know, I went on instinct, I think. We were actually staying with Anne. He had a fantastic New Year's Day. He was pretending he was the waiter and
great for us.
Pulling the plate before, we were even finished.
Jumping around full of beans at 10:30 at night.
And it was suddenness, really. He woke up around 5:30, 6 in the morning. Pains in his legs. He has dyspraxia and sensory processing, so that pain would be unusual for him. And so he got pains in his legs and he just...
And was vomiting quite a lot.
Started vomiting and just deteriorated very quickly. And
did he have that rash thing that you hear about and the glass that you have to...
No, see, that's the...
That's what everyone says to you.
And you know, if you wait for the rash, it's too late. Really, the rash didn't come in until the late stages. And he didn't have the stiff neck, he didn't have the bright lights and sensitivity on the lights.
All he was doing was vomiting and just deteriorating. What I'd say, Maria would agree with me, is the speed of the deterioration of your child is minutes.
Yeah.
So what did you, where did it go from, he's obviously a bit poorly, to this is serious?
He around, say, 6 o'clock I gave him Calpol and Norfin. It seemed to break a small temperature, it wasn't even a large temperature. Yeah. And then he got up, he said, I'm hungry. And he collapsed, really. The first thing to go were his legs. And, you know, it was my other son had swine flu a few years beforehand. And one of the things with swine flu was he lost sort of the use of your legs. You know, it attacked the nervous system.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I thought, something not right here. I just felt there's something not right. It wasn't... He doesn't get vomiting bugs. We're not a vomiting bug house. And when he gets sick, he wasn't getting better and he just got more listless, more tired, and just really started to just got very, very weak. And I, at that stage, I just said, okay, it's a 10.
Yeah, took him to my
GP.
By 2 o'clock, he was going in an ambulance. By 11 o'clock, he was on life support.
Oh my God, life support?
He was about around 11. They made that he deteriorated so badly. And to be honest, it's an image following your child on a trolley.
Oh no, I couldn't.
It was horrific,
horrendous.
So that's why I wanted to bring Marie with me today, because I knew she wasn't looking forward to the annual date is tattooed in your brain.
Now he's
I wanted to bring her and change her memory and have a bit of fun.
Who in your house growing up, obviously you're real chatters, right? So you obviously come from, you're like, you remind me of my own family, right? Where you have to go fast to get a word in, right? So was it your mum or your dad, or, you know, who gave you the gift of the gab?
I would say our Auntie Mary, I'd say, wouldn't
it? Oh, the auntie.
Yeah.
I'm sure full of it. Too.
Yeah. Oh, he's great for storytelling as well. Yeah.
He's a great one for, he has been an astronaut in the army.
My father.
Oh, yeah.
So, to the kids.
He's been his TB scars are wounds from Vietnam.
So he's a great
prankster.
You know,
he's full of Blarney, right?
Our first cousin went out to South Korea for a year, Connor, and there's a big, massive statue, and he just texted him and he said, did you see the statue they have of me of the Korean War? So he's a great storyteller.
Oh, I love him. He's full of spoof. Yeah. Now, last night, you won the Ole prize.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
Do you know what you've won?
I'm so nervous.
Okay.
I just said, whatever it is, please don't wax my legs because I have no fake tan on.
Do you know what? I was only thinking the same thing myself this morning driving in. You've won. We're here today, as you know, thanks to Olay, which is the world's number one female skincare brand.
I use it.
I
do. I use it. I love their night cream. I love it.
Oh, you lick.
You teacher's pet. But what you're going to get your day of pampering underway, Olay want to give you the two bags full of beautiful Olay products for you to enjoy, which are here.
Oh, great.
Thanks. Okay, let's put a bit of sparkle in your Christmas.
Sparkle away.
And then Fran and Jane's 50% winter sale is now on. And to celebrate that, they're going to give you and your sister, obviously, a Christmas party dress each.
Oh my God.
We'll be the belle of the ball in Tuam this year now, if you were to go home to Tuam. So Fran and Jane are here at, they're both here, Fran and Jane.
All right,
Fran, thanks, Jane. So you can get the best dress that you want. We're also going to send you to Peter Marks to get the Gruig looked after.
Oh lovely.
A bit of sparkle through the face. We have a 200 Euro Peter Marks voucher for you to get the hair done as well, which is great. And
excellent.
We have other
Thank
bits
so
and
much.
Pieces we'll tell you about later.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
So this is just the beginning.
Yeah, so no waxing.
Well, you can do whatever you want. You know, if you want to wax or, you know, as I say, Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. So whatever it takes to make you look even better, that's the start of your day today.
Right, thank you so much.
I enjoyed our chat. You know, we were actually on the radio for all of that. It felt like we were just caught in a lift having the chats.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Yeah, excellent.
So off you go.
Thank you so much.
Happy shopping, happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and having the chat with
us
this morning.
Ryan, happy Christmas.
Really enjoyed meeting you both. Yeah, great stuff.
You're good.
Anne, Marie, welcome back.
Thanks, Ryan.
You are a prize winner, Anne, obviously.
Yes.
With our friends from Ole, who want to bring a little sparkle to your life, as you know.
They certainly are.
We've given you hotel stays, you know, last night, and a hamper of Ole stuff this morning. You went to Fran and Jane. Did you get a dress?
We did, definitely, yeah.
Come on, what you got?
I tried on one dress, and it was fabulous.
Wow.
And straight away, that's the one for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, Marie, 18 dresses
18
later.
18 dresses later, okay.
Every dress in the shop. Experience, Ryan.
So it sounds like. You are the reason men hate shopping.
My husband doesn't come with me shopping.
No, I don't blame him. I was with my teenager the other day, we went into Topshop, and they used to have this, what I call the man chair. And I said, so where are the man chairs?
Actually, there was a few men sitting down in the man chairs.
That's what you need. A wise woman who owns a shop for women should put chairs for the fellas who are sitting there. They don't want to be standing outside the changing rooms looking at like Johnny Perv Pants. Yeah. They just want to be reading their paper. All right, so get that sorted. Now, you also are going to Peter Marks with your big voucher if you want to sort that out.
Great.
We're now throwing into the mix two gift bags brimming with chocolate gifts from the Butler's Christmas collection. Butler's chocolate. There they are.
Oh, wow, lovely.
Oh, my God, we won't fit into the dresses, right?
No, you might fit into the bag. But congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you, Butler's.
And then to finish it all off today, Olay, the world's number one female skincare brand. I just made that up, but it's true. They want you to continue to sparkle and to finish off a month of giveaways and fun on 2FM. Olay would like to present you with a Dundrum Town Centre gift card worth 1,000 euro.
There it is. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Do you see? And now I feel like Paul Daniels and Grace is Debbie McGee.
Yeah. Thank you, Grace.
Walking around. Look at her, the lovely Debbie. If only people could have seen what Grace was doing there. She was literally, I'd say the prize, and she'd say, there you are now. There you are. There's your bag of chocolates. There you are now with your voucher. You can go and buy stuff you don't need. There you go. Anyway, thanks to Olay.
Thank you so much. We've had a fabulous morning, Ryan. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you very, very much.
And have a happy Christmas.
Thanks a million, Ryan. Thank you.
You can go to McDonald's now like everyone else.
With our 1,000
voucher. Say a quick hello to our kids, Joey, Sam and Hannah.
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
And Alyssa, Michael and Matthew.
Lovely.
All the girls at work as well. Hello, girls. they're listening to you.
Anyone else? You keep going.
Can I just say, Ryan, just one thing, just to say thank you to ACT for Meningitis in Galway. They really provided a lot of support for us, and they're a nationwide charity for families who have suffered from meningitis.
Well said.
And I just wanted to actually mention them today to thank them.
Fab. Lads, thanks so much.
Happy Christmas, and girls, and big thank you to the two, G1 and G2. There
yeah,
was
they're so
Lorraine as well.
Okay.
Lorraine was fabulous on Friday. Thanks a million.
Oh, I'm delighted. Okay, let them out.
Thanks a million, Brian.
Get out, the pair of you. Take all your booty with you.
Thanks very much.
And your prizes. Okay.